Splash, play. Splash your sails. Splash your sails. Hey, with A, me, Quinn Lee. Splash your sails. Starting now with A, me, Quinn Lee. Go.
What up, fools? Welcome to the Splash Your Sails podcast. I'm your host, Amy Quinley, and today we are here to recap Jeff Lois Live for the week of March 18th to the 22nd, baby. But before we even get into it, I just need to say, I've been meaning to say this for a couple weeks. You guys, this is hilarious to me. Mercedes Javid. All right. This has nothing to do with her getting free gifts from Jeff's friends, like Chaz Dean, and then trying to sell them on Poshmark for $50. No. Not about that. This is about the show Traitors. Now, I've never seen it, but I do specifically remember our own Mercedes Javid coming back right after filming Traitors, and she was on JLL, and she was... she was saying what an amazing experience it was, and... how life-changing it was and how, like, she genuinely became such a better person, and, like, there was so much more peace within her, and there was just something that transformed her over in Scotland, over when they filmed in Scotland. And what makes me cackle now in today's day and age, on Friday, March 22nd, I don't know if I already said that. I don't watch Traitors, but I have seen so many YouTube comments, so many comments from Bravo Watch What Happens Live. Like, so many feedback from people who do watch it, who have... all of their feedback on MJ specifically is like, what the fuck? That girl needs to chill. That girl is taking things way too seriously. That girl is, like, not understanding the everything negative and just... they're like, she's such a bad sport about the game and all this stuff. And it's just the irony of MJ coming back and her first appearance on JLL being like, oh my, I've reached so much peace. And like, whatever happened to me over there, I needed it in my life. And now she's like in the midst of a social media troll frenzy. Everybody's coming for her. Like, what the fuck kind of behavior is that, ma'am? And she's like, it's just like, was that the new version of you, MJ? Is this? And then even if when you were filming, even if the new version happened on the plane ride home, if that's when your epiphanies occurred, whatever, the fact that right now, again, in today's day and age, on Friday, March 22nd, I heard that she's been like getting into it a little with like trolls on social media. So it's it's like, okay, well, if you learned peace back then, it's sure gone now. So, it's like MJ ended up being the biggest traitor of all, a traitor to herself and the zen MJ that she tried to transform into. And now she has gone full after Traitors airs, she's become a traitor against that version of herself, and she's gone the full opposite end of the spectrum and is now firing back at trolls, like, and everybody's saying how petty she is, and I can't say my real opinion because I haven't seen it, but yeah. Love you, MJ. Don't sell people's stuff on Poshmark. I can't. You guys, that was so bizarre. I'm in such a different income bracket than Mercedes Javid, and no matter what, I give my stuff away. I give it, either donate to an organization, donate it to friends. Like, I literally have had friends come over, and they, like, shop in my clothes like a mall, and I'm like, take whatever I just don't want it. So the fact, sure, she needs $50, I guess. I get, because she missed out on the money from Traitors because she didn't win, but she was supposed to win an amazing attitude and an amazing new outlook on life, and now it's we try to change and then we end up going back to the exact same person that we are. No, I love it all. All right, so let's just get into JLL. On the Monday episode, we had Adrian Maloof with those gorgeous hoofs and Doug Buden, bitch. It's Doug Buden, bitch. Okay, so Jameson is back from his vacay. Woo! And Jeff is like, Jameson, you're back. Any fun stories from your first adventure traveling with your significant other to go meet family? Like, you must be riddled with good times. And Jameson was like, nope, nope, nothing to report over here. Everything was great, all normal. And I'm like, what? What do you mean? What do you mean all normal? My normal is full of fun stories. Like, I go to the mailbox and my mailman starts to tell me about his cats. Why are we talking about cats already? Because what else are you going to do except talk about your babies? Unless you're Oscar, we are going to get the fuck into Oscar and his dog in a second. But first, it's just, my mailman was saying how he has two cats named Milo Sr. and Lily, and then they're 14 and 16. And then he just got another one that's 1 year old, and its name is Milo Jr. Milo Jr.? So you have Milo Sr., Lily, and Milo Jr. To me, this man is already fascinating. Why the fuck would you have two cats in your house named Milo? Milo! I already think it's bizarre that humans, like, named their offspring the exact same name as them. I think it's the weirdest tradition, and it runs in my family, so I'm not, like, talking shit about you if that's your name, is your grandfather's and your father's and your 17-removed cousin that probably fucked another cousin and made you somehow in the family bloodline. I don't know, but it's just so weird to me. But then, so especially with an animal. So then I asked this mailman, I'm like, but when you call them, how do they know if it's Milo Jr. or Milo Sr.? Do they both just come? And he was like, my cats don't answer when I call. I don't really call them over. And I'm like, what do you mean? My boys, they know their birth name. They know their God-given right name. They know their original names. They know their adopted name. They know their nicknames. They know every fucking thing about themselves. His cats don't know themselves. I have so many more questions for him. And that was just my trip to the mailbox, you guys. And so I'm just saying, like, Jameson, you couldn't pop out one fucking story? Like, is your life, I don't know. I'm just fascinated by people that can go out and just have, like, I guess what Jameson said, a normal experience. Again, to me, my normal is running into people like the post office man. Milo Sr. and Milo Jr. in the same house? God, go rescue those cats. Somebody needs to. I'm calling PETA after this. Is there a 911 for animals? Things I'll look up later. Okay, so we recap the fire alarm on JLL because that was the day Adrian was there originally. I wonder if she got paid $500 for that day and then again this time. I'm sure the answer is yes. So that's, again, being paid $1,000 for an hour and 10 minutes of radio. An hour and 10 minutes where four other people have microphones and you just sit there. What a lovely life to live. That's how the rich get richer. Let me just say that. But they were saying how Adrian left shortly right after Jeff. Because the fire alarm, it pretty much went off after like 15 minutes of them being on air. And Jeff and Shane instantly, that was them ping-ponging through the parking lot. And Adrian, again, was right behind them. But you guys, I'm so befuddled by this. Who leaves during a fire alarm? Like, a fire alarm doesn't mean the day is over. Fire alarms take at max 15 minutes to figure out. So if this happened at 11, or when they record at 9 a.m., 9 a.m., 9:15, then 15 minutes for the fire alarm, 9:30. Okay, you still have a half an hour of airtime. Like, what? I can't. And Jeff is like, well, we didn't know what was going to happen. We didn't know what could, I mean, the building could have burned down. How? Did you see smoke? Did you see smoke coming out of the window? Like, well, you know what would have happened? You would have waited outside for 5 minutes like the rest of them, watching everybody on their phones trying to get a signal, like some fucking alien attack. Like, people are building aluminum foil antennas in the Sirius XM parking lot just because they're all hogging the same signal. That's what I pictured in my head when I heard Doug Budin on the phone. Bless his heart. Trying to entertain us for a while, but then Doug got to go back into the studio and Jeff and Adrian could have been there. We didn't need to do a redo of this day. It could have been done on that day if Jeff and Adrian just fucking stayed. Again, when have you ever heard of leaving during a fire alarm? In fact, in school, you would be arrested for that, okay? If you were a student and you leave, immediate arrest. Not arrest, but, you know, like probably a little slap on the wrist. Not actual slap. Corporal punishment is no longer permitted in most places. Actually, in Massachusetts, there are some behavioral schools that they still are allowed to do that. And I know firsthand from work experience. So they would send out-of-state kids there. And these facilities, they could use corporal punishment on the Massachusetts residents, but not on the out-of-state residents. And they were all kids under 18. So no one, and it was all just awful. It was all awful. But yep. So what were we talking about? How the rich get richer? Right. Okay. Then they talk about Doug Budin putting in a swimming pool at his house, which I thought was just a requirement if you lived in California. Like, what would you do without a pool? Sweat, just lay in your yard and sweat all day, play, have a slip and slide, I guess, play with the sprinklers. It just must be so fucking hot. I remember Jeff talking about filming Amazon or he was filming Amazon Freebie. No, he was filming Hollywood Houselift, and it was during the summer months, and he was in sweltering heat talking about it all the time. And so then and he was talking about being in the Valley. Like, they went to a restaurant in the Valley. I think it was a Mexican restaurant. My brain works. I remember the randomest shit. I wish I could remember more important things like my grandma's birthday, but whatever, who cares? So, the Valley, the Bravo show, the Valley, it premiered this week, and it reminded me of Jeff Lewis, because when he was in the Valley this summer, these people on the Valley show, they were shooting this summer. Everybody keeps on talking about how hot it is in Los Angeles at this time, and all the Valley kids are complaining about it. Jeff was complaining about it, whatever. However, on the Valley, these people in their 30s, which, by the way, find me one attractive male on that show. Besides Jason, find me one male. I'm like, what? If this is what Bravo puts on screen now, then all of us can be stars on Bravo. Like, oh, that's so mean, Amy. Well, no, I mean, you can be, I think everyone's beautiful because we're all snowflakes, you know, and we're fascinating. We're fascinating to look at, but some are more appealing. And I just, besides the girls on that show, it's hard to see the appeal, besides Jason again. And also, speaking of people's looks, which I probably shouldn't, but here we go. Here we goddamn go. And she would tell me to rot in hell for this one. But Brittany of Jackson, Brittany, you guys, on the Valley premiere, she just got a jaw lift or like a neck lift, a neck pull and tug, liposuction. And her mouth is now like drooped downwards. Like her resting face is like sad face now. And I have seen old Vanderpump, and she is so freaking pretty when she first stepped onto the scene. And I'm not saying she's not pretty now. I'm just saying it's like Heidi Montag syndrome, where you see these stars on day one in front of the camera, and then you see where they are now after all this plastic surgery, and you just want to cry your fucking heart out for the old them. Like, you just want to go, that's why we need a time machine. Oh, but that's why somebody should have gone back to the future. Go back to the future, and who cares about your fucking parents, Michael Keaton or Michael J. Fox, whoever you are, Michael J. Squirrel, and fuck your getting your parents together. Why don't you worry about warning all of these beautiful women that they're about to turn into, be nice, Amy, because I don't want them to feel bad about themselves now because they can't go back and like undo the surgery, but I just wish that they could undo the surgery. They were so freaking pretty naturally, and these guys are trolls. These guys on the show are trolls. They look like Mutant Ninja Turtles, and they get to thrive in the setting. No matter what they look like, they get to thrive, and it's on all the shows. You just look at some of the guys, and you're like, how'd you get here, bud? Again, it's fine. We're all beautiful. But like to be on Bravo, you would think there's like a little cuteness that's got to go into it. But okay, it's maybe that's just my opinion. But the whole reason I even wanted to talk about the Valley was because in this sweltering heat zone of a summer that they had in Los Angeles, where they should all have fucking pools, mind you. These 30-year-olds were wearing pants. They were wearing pants and button downs, long sleeve shirts in the middle of fucking summer. I was like, no shit, you're hot. No fucking shit. Go put on some shorts. Literally, go put on some shorts. Where's the tank tops? Where's the short? Like, I never thought I would ask to see a guy in a tank top. That's never been on my bucket list. That's definitely not one of my kinks, as Jeff is dying to bring out of people. This is like his month of kink, the March Madness. He's in kink madness right now. Every person that comes on, he's like, kink, what's your kink? Damn, tell me kinks. I'm like, this is a projection. Jeff is into some kinky shit he's not telling us about. So he's trying to see if any of his guests will say it first. And then he could be like, I mean, I might have done that too. I might have put a gerbil up there too. I might have put a squirrel or a Michael J. Fox up the tush. Okay, so back to Doug and his swimming pool. This will come full circle at some point, maybe in a couple hours. I don't know. No, Doug and his swimming pool. He was like, I wouldn't use it though. I don't swim. Wild again. Why don't people swim? Am I just like a little fish? Like, don't you feel better in the water? And especially the fact that we're not like supposed to be there, you know, like we're not amphibious, but the fact that we can not live on both land and water, but that we can play around in water, you know, like cats don't go for a swim. They don't go for a swim. Unless it's on accident and like a fucking tsunami came through your town. Oh my God, that'd be so sad. I'd get a little cat life jacket. Two. I have two. Okay, so when Doug was like, I don't swim, Shane was like, me neither, bitch. You guys, we need to talk about this. We already have, but it's about to, the summer season is upon us yet again. Shane Douglas, Shane, love ya. You need to fucking learn how to swim 2024, okay? If, God forbid, the tsunami did hit Los Angeles, you know? You need to be able to at least fucking doggy paddle to tops again and try to get to the top of tops. I don't know. You go high. Don't go into a basement if there's a tsunami. You're gonna die. You're probably gonna die no matter what. Sorry. Oh my God. Bless anyone in a tsunami. Okay, so Shane, just the fact that he doesn't know how to swim, and Jeff has a pool, Monroe loves swimming. Like, to me, it's just like a liability. And why not? Why not learn how to swim? Again, they could hire a really fucking cute swim instructor. Jeff can just sit there lounging with his margarita. Monroe can be splashing in the deep, in the shallow end. And Shane can be getting in deep with the swim instructor. You see what the scene that I'm painting here? To me, it sounds like the most perfect summer for the Lewis family, but what the fuck do I know? I do know that on the Tuesday episode of JLL, we had Miss Ashley Ray, okay? Ew, who was it on Love is Blind? This A-A-D-N Clay all day, Ashley Ray all day. She was the first all day, bitch. No, that's not the spirit. They can both be doing it all day, right? That's Zach Noe's favorite thing, to just do it all day, every day. Am I right? Okay. Zach Noe Towers was there as well. And before I forget, because sometimes I do, our little gargoyle, our studio gargoyle, known as Shane motherfucking Douglas, was there all week. And Gretchen Wieners. Okay, so speaking of Wieners, Oscar as a dog. I don't know if it's a wiener dog. I don't know. I guess why would wieners and dogs? But how crazy that we don't even know what kind of dog it is. Unless I got it wrong. Do we know the name? Do we know the breed? I'm pretty sure that information was never even revealed. But Oscar finally lets it loose in the studio that he, in fact, has a furry friend at home. Now, I take one walk to my mailbox and instantly my mailman already knows that I have two cats, and I know that he has three cats, Milo Sr., Milo Jr., and Lily. In case you forgot, the fact that he has two cats named the same name. what the fuck? Okay, so, and we know we knew each other for maybe less than 60 seconds. The fact that for several months, over half a year, Oscar has been hiding his fur baby from the rest of the studio is the most alarming fact I've ever heard in my life. And Oscar is like, what do you mean? It's never come up. Like, the only reason it came up now is because somebody was telling me about their dog, so I shared my dog story. And we're like, Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I know that channel 789 is still a thing, so you can go back and listen to the archives. Have we not talked about dogs one time on JLL in the past 6 fucking months, Oscar? What do you mean? What do you mean it's never come up? Things don't come up unless you bring them up. We've talked about dogs so many times. This person has a dog. That person has a dog. Patrick and Paul bring their fucking dog to the studio. At no point did you say, I wish I could bring my dog to the studio. Like, it just makes me so nervous for this dog. Is it loved? Is it loved, you guys? I feel like that's a valid question. That's a valid question. Because the first thing that you ever know about me, we get it. I'm fucking obsessed with my cats. Oliver and Finnegan, and my niece, she has a little lispy thingy. And sometimes she says, Oliver and Vinegar instead of Oliver and Finnegan. I love her so fucking much. And it really is kind of like olive oil and vinegar, Oliver and Finnegan. Okay, so, but that's the fact number one. So just, what do you mean, Oscar? This is so alarming. There's so many things that have been alarming, but this is literally number one on the list, is that we did not know until 6 months later from meeting Oscar that he has a fucking dog at home. Again, somebody go check on that dog. The 911 for animals. I feel like that's, we need like a mental health number. I need an emotional welfare check on this dog. Is he loved? Are you even loved if your owner doesn't talk about you with his coworkers for 6 fucking months? I would say no. I would say, but that's just my opinion. No, I'm sure I know he loves him, but why? Why were we today years old when we found that out? So alarming, so alarming. Okay, what Jeff found alarming is another thing about Oscar. Oh, I'm so sorry. We do love you, Oski. But Oscar has a custom license plate holder that says, I'd rather be at Disney, bitch. But minus the batch, obviously. And Jeff wants to like bring a screwdriver and unscrew it, whatever. You guys, I just have to say, we need to be careful about this one. We need to keep eyes on this scene playing out in front of us, because this is the exact kind of flirting that Jeffrey Lewis did when he first met Stu. When he first met Stuart O'Keefe. Top of the morning to you, lassie. No, but this, remember when Jeff first met Stu, it was because he had a custom license plate. And I think it says Chef Stu. Really original, really original. No, it's great. So it said Chef Stu, and Jeff was obsessed. He was so fucking obsessed with roasting Chef Stu about his license plate. Oh my God, I can't believe you have a custom made light. Oh my God, that's so embarrassing. Whatever. Cut to 2 seconds later, they're fucking every second they can. So is this what a preview of what's about to come with Oscar? Literally, what's about to come? Someone get me off this mic, but they can't. Oh my God, so funny. But I do sense that there could be some sexual tension building between Jeff and Oscar. I'll be the first to say it, probably the last to say it too. Okay, so Zach and Ashley are solo poly. They're solo poly. They're single forever, I guess. But they will be in relationships. But they want to, like, we're never going to share a bank account. We're never going to do this, move in. Like, I'm always going to live, like, be on my own. But you can be my boyfriend, girlfriend, friend. Yeah, with Benny's. I think it is just like friends with Ben. I don't know. There's so many different labels for everything nowadays. And it's just, okay. But Jeff was like, well, Ashley, like maybe you just haven't found your right person yet. You just haven't found your right person. And I'm like, Jeff, you're 50, whatever. You haven't found your right person. Like if you keep on telling people you just haven't found your person, you're never going to find them. Have you found yours? No. It's just like, maybe there is not, it's not such thing as a right person. It's just, again, it's your choices. You know, like what if somebody told you in back in your 20s that at 50, whatever, you would be single and not have found your person yet? Then would you have spent from 20 years old to 50 years old worrying about finding your person? But no, right? You would just be like, oh, I already know I'm going to find them at 50. So it's like, just if that's what you want in life, I hope, I believe that you will get it eventually on the universe's timeline. So if you want to be in a relationship like that, then eventually you'll have it, hopefully. But until then, like, don't keep on being like, I just need the right person. You're the right person. Your friends are the right people to be around. Your family's the right people to be around. Your animals are the right people to be around. Like, you have found the right people. Just because you haven't found the right guy to constantly fuck, like, that, okay. So if one thing out of a million isn't correct in your life, like, let's focus on the 99 million things that are good, you know? So I guess what I'm saying is it would just be nice if people gave up on love. No, I'm kidding. And most people who have found their person are the same people who give it 10 years and they're fighting in the Target parking lot in their giant SUV. You know, like they're, it's sure, that's your person. That's your person. So great for you guys. Okay, moving on in JLL. So Ashley Ray tells us how back in the day, that would be such a good podcast name for Ashley, back in the day with Ashley Ray. And she just, I don't know, reminisces on her childhood because you guys. So she tells us about how she knew that she was gay when she was young, but her mom tried to make her not be gay. So then decades later, Ashley gets a text from her mom saying that, Here's Darla. She's now my girlfriend. I'm gay too. Woo! We can be gay together now. But then her mom and Darla broke up and it all ended with her mom writing a letter to Darla that was like, Dear Darla, I hate your stinking guts. You make me fucking vomit. No, get it. Okay, so back in the day with Ashley Ray, she was telling us how when guys were being assholes in the bar, she would ask to use their phone and then just call herself an Uber. Because it was before, like, Uber would send trillions of notifications every time the car moves 5 inches. So to me, I was just like, yeah, but Ashley Ray, here's the thing. Notifications might not have been crazy, so you might have been able to get away with it back then, but trip history still existed. What the people could still log into their accounts. And now if some guy has realizes that he has an Uber charge that he didn't do. So then he looks into it, finds out the order history, sees that it's your address, so all of a sudden he shows up at your house. Like, what the fuck did you, blah, blah, blah. And now all of a sudden you just gave a crazy asshole at the bar who clearly has a drinking problem and an anchor problem. You just gave him your fucking address and a reason to be mad at you. You gave him a reason to be mad at you. Her brilliant logic is also terrifying logic to me. I'm like, yeah, everything sounds great about that up until the point where you give him your address, where you book an Uber that he can easily go into my Uber history and find out where the fuck you got dropped off. So always put in your neighbor's address. That is the moral of the story, folks. It's really a good pro tip. All right, moving on to the Wednesday episode. We had Lala Kent in the building. Whoop, whoop, and John motherfucking Hill. John on the hill. John with Jack and Jill. No, this is John's hill. Okay, so Jeff is triggered by Sandoval, I guess. The world is triggered by Sandoval, says Shane. You know what I'm triggered by? The word trigger. I'm triggered by everyone triggering. Hands off the trigger, okay? That's why I just like to laugh like Tigger, not put hands on the trigger. Okay, so Jeff thinks that Sandoval takes no accountability. And it reminds Jeff of so many men he's been with, including the one in the mirror. the man in the mirror is the biggest offender of that. No, I'm kidding. I'm just all in fun, Jeff. Huh? So then Jeff was like, but to me as a viewer, Ariana, ooh, she's coming off a little arrogant Ari. You guys, her first season on, Ariana's debut on screen, she was comparing herself, I think, to Stassi or someone. And she was like, I'm prettier than you. I'm smarter than you. I'm better than you, bitch. Like, that was always Ariana's vibe. She's always been like resting bitch face, like a little stank face, you know, like, but she seems nice and like lovely, but that's just her resting. She's just, yeah, that's arrogant Ari. I would say that's how she's always been. However, then Jeff asked Lala, so do you think Ariana should have taken the season off? And Lala's like, absolutely, totally should have taken a break. And Jeff's like, agreed. Everyone's like, agreed. What the fuck? Shouldn't Sandoval have been the one to take the break? Why the fuck would Ariana take the break? Because in reality, most people in that situation, if you were in this friend group, you would want to support Ariana because that is the logical thing. That is just, it's Tom's behavior was illogical, irrational, and his behavior after his awful behavior has been even more awful. Like, he's just a disaster on wheels. And so for them to be like, take Ariana out of the equation and we'll be so much better off. Like, what? So you guys can all bond with Sandoval? Like, he's a scum. Get him off the screen. Sandoval should have taken a fucking break, a season off for sure. It makes no sense the way that they did it because the group, it's so awkward. Nothing, like, it's so weird to watch Sandoval in these group scenes. And then he tries to have parties at his house and it's like the randos of the neighborhood. And it just, it's all, I'm like waiting for Shane Douglas and Brogan to walk on at any point into one of Sandoval's parties. Like, that's how fucking random they're getting. And so it makes no sense right now for Sandoval to be on it, but it does make sense for everybody to like be around Ariana and try to rally her around her and just like rebuild all their friendships. So it was just so weird. I don't like that. I don't like, yeah, take Ariana off. Like, fuck that. Take fucking Sandoval and take all the Toms off if we want, because whatever. And then Jeff was like, Ariana's not even participating in group events that Sandoval's there. Like, it just, nothing about her makes sense. You don't make sense, bitch. No, but it doesn't make sense to you because you're still on like episode 3. If you got to the most recent episode, which you think you would if you were having one of the stars on your show, on your radio show, so that you could talk about the most current episode. But instead, when you did talk about Vanderpump Rules, you sounded so outdated because the info you have is bad because Ariana is now showing up to events where Tom Sandoval's at. And do you know what happens in them? Ariana looks like a fucking beautiful little blonde bombshell. And Sandoval talks about how he needs to take a shit in the Belmont Hotel bathroom. That's the guy you want to keep on screen. That's the guy you want to keep on the show. He literally talked for 5 minutes. He went around to everybody at the bar like, I had to take a shit. I just took a shit. It's like, you are a shit. Sorry, I don't mean to be a detriment to his mental health. One more podcaster to pile on him, but it is, it's all wild. So, yeah. And it just took her a fucking second, Jeff. Sorry she didn't jump on Sandoval's dick in the first 4 episodes. Like, Sandoval literally just happened. If that was your ex, Jeff, you would go scorched earth on them. So let's have a little grace for Ariana and make sure that she fucking stays on the show and Sandoval can have a fucking spinoff. Schwartz and Sandy's, that should be the name of their spinoff. Let's see how those ratings do. Bitch! Okay, let's just move right on to the Thursday episode. We had Luann Delaceps and Joey Zauzig. What a fucking name. Okay, so they talked about Luann's cabaret show, Mary F. Kill. And Jeff was like, you do put on a great show. Plus, I also think that how long is your show? And Luann's like, it's 2 hours with intermission. And Jeff was like, oh, great, great. And like, stopped saying what he was about to just say. And I think he was going to say, and I also think that the length of the show is perfect because it was 90 minutes before, but now Luann's extended it to 2 hours. And if anybody knows Jeff Lewis, then you know he's never going to make it past the first 2 minutes of that show. Like today on Friday's episode, he was scrambling to find Taylor Armstrong a seat. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Just give her your seat. Like, you know, Jeff, you just want to be there for the before the show, an après show, get a drink at the bar, be seen, watch one of Luann's numbers while Taylor goes to the bathroom. And then Taylor can take your seat for the rest of the show while you take an Uber home. You really need to come to me with solutions. Like, I got them on the ready for you. But, yeah, it was just so funny for, like, Luann still talking about the show, and she's all excited and whatever. And you could just tell Jeff was deflated doing the math in his head of, like, how long can I stay without it being rude that I'm leaving at intermission or whatever. And you know when, like, you, especially on, like, podcast, when you have a radio host or a podcaster that you love, and so you know their personality because you listen to them so much, but then somebody new comes on and they don't know this specific fact about them. Like, I don't think Luann knows how much Jeff cannot sit for a 2-hour performance. Like, there's a 0% chance he's waiting till the end. If anything, at intermission, he's going to convince pretty much all of the housewives around him, any Bravo celebrity in the room, to go to the bar instead, the bar next door. And all of a sudden, Luann's going to come back from her intermission and the theater's going to be empty because Jeff Lewis decided that he wanted a martini and everyone else wanted to go with him. So that's what I foresee happening tonight. Oh my gosh. Okay. So, then we talk about the name Oscar. Oscar. Luann was saying how she loved the name and wanted to name her son that, but she's like, Oscar. Oh, I love that name. But the Count hated it. So he banned that name from our household. And it was just such a funny moment. Like, can you imagine someone being like, hey, oh my, it's so nice to meet you. I love your name so fucking much. But my ex-husband, he literally thought it was the worst thing since unsliced bread. So yeah, he refused to name our child your name. Like, it's just like, I just really felt for Oscar. Like, if somebody was like, Amy, oh my God, we almost named our child Amy, but then my wife hated the name. I'd be like, fuck your wife, bro. Fuck your wife. And he'd probably be like, I know. I agree. I do fuck her, but also fuck her because, again, everyone likes to complain about each other. Okay, so then on JLL, they talk about the GLAAD Awards again, and specifically Joja Siwa's outfit. The most alarming thing about Joja Siwa that I've learned in the past couple weeks is not anything I've heard on JLL. And it actually shocks me to my core that Jeff has not brought this up once. But it just came out. JoJo just did this big interview and this article where she, at 21 years old, has already picked her future sperm donor for her future children. Talk about naming children, you guys. This is wild. This is wild. Joja Siwa has already picked out her sperm donor for future children and wants three children and wants to name them Freddie, Eddie, and Teddy. This is not a drill. This is not, and I'm only laughing because the only other option is to sob. The only other option is to sob for these future children, for Freddie, Eddie, and Teddy, because what a life they would live. What, I can't even imagine what their life would be like. I kind of want to be one of them. I want to be Teddy, and I want Eddie and Freddie. I think I want to be one of her little babes. So I don't know how I can work that out with this, whatever. But it's just, how did Jeff not talk? Like, he must have thoughts on this. He must. So let's hear him. Let's fucking hear him. Moving on to the Friday episode, we had Taylor Leg Week. No, it's Taylor Armstrong, bitch. And Kristen Give Woman. No, it's Kristen Take Man. She takes man. She doesn't give woman, all right? And Taylor, her legs aren't weak. Her arm is strong, okay? yes, I do need help. We know this. Okay, so Jeff tells a story about a pretty 31-year-old girl. Oh my God, she sounds so cute. Her name is Amy, and she is creepy guys hit on her all the time and is constantly uncomfortable and kind of just wants to chop all of their floppy dicks off. Now, if you think that he was talking about me, I did too. I was like, am I Miami? The only difference is I'm 32. So this girl, this other 31-year-old Amy is clearly my identical twin. I already am a Freddie, Eddie, and Teddy. This other Amy is clearly one of my long-lost twins. So we're Amy, and Jamie. Okay, Jamie's son. Okay, but then Jeff, when he was talking about this article, he was like, shut the fuck up, Amy. Be appreciative of creeps that hit on you. Shut the fuck up, Amy. I was like, was that cathartic, Jeff? Was that cathartic for you to scream, fuck you, Amy? Shut the fuck up, Amy. But this Amy ain't gonna shut the fuck up anytime soon, bitch. But when they were talking about the dick pics, this was the worst part about it all. I mean, it was all too much. But Jameson, he was like, it's so sad. Nothing's going down in my DMs. Like, I just search every single morning. Did I get a dick pic? Did I get a dick pic? Not today. I was like, what the fuck? They were just talking about Amy with the whatever she was complaining about. It was called like cyber creeps, or I don't know, whatever. And now Jameson is basically saying that he wants to cyber cheat. You can say it's still cheating if it's cyberly, because if I was Frank and I just heard my boyfriend be like, yeah, please send some tit pics, I'd be like, because you're single now and you want to go on dates, because I'm not dating you. What the fuck? Google it. If you Google tits and you can find them, you don't need girls with real tits to say no, because then you might message back one day. You might really like the tit. Jameson might really like the D. I was, what the fuck did I just say? I was supposed to say dick, but then I think I said tit to the deet. The deet. Isn't that bug spray? Deet. It's real bad for you. Real fucking bad for you. Apparently, so are Crestables. Uncrestables. Though that's bad to feed your children, I guess. But Kristen Takeman does it anyways. She doesn't give a fuck. Honey Badger don't give a shit. She will feed her kids frozen peanut butter and jelly with the sides cut off. You guys know what an Uncrestable is. My mom used to pack every mom, you pack it in the lunchbox straight from the freezer in the morning, okay? So at 7 a.m., the Uncrestable hits your lunch sack. By 11 a.m., it was really like 10:30 when we were eating lunch. Nothing made sense. We were like living in a time warp. Growing up, I literally ate 10 meals a day because I was like, I just had lunch at 10:30. I'm going to need second lunch by noon. I'm going to need third lunch after school. Like, well, all right, 12 bagels later, roll me down to get my diploma. But anyways, by the time it reached lunchtime, the Uncrestable, it was already like soggy. And like, you know, when you can see the jelly through, like the bread becomes like opaque or translucent. It's a little translucent. That's the word. And yeah, it's just, that's when it's at its best stage. So Kristen was like, oh, well, I mean, I guess everybody in the studio likes Uncrestables, just like Amy's ranting about them now. Like, I'm not a bad mom after all. Amy's mom did it too. I'm like, yeah, but my mom was a bad... No, I'm kidding. I love my mom's the best. I love her so much. But Taylor, literally, right as Kristen goes, I guess I'm not a bad mom after all. Taylor goes... She's like, I mean, it is the epitome of laziness, but... Yeah, no, sure, no, yeah, you're great, great mom, great, just fucking lazy as fuck, bitch, which it is, but again, sure, pick your battles, you know, so you have to be lazy in something, might as well make it food. I'm the wrong person to ask, because again, I don't understand how rich people spend their money. Like, as Kristen, if I looked on the back in the ingredients of an Uncrestable, I would die a million deaths. Like, I'm not feeding my kid that. I'm not feeding myself that. So, like, why aren't you getting, like, top-of-the-shelf peanut butter? Why aren't you getting, like, farm jam? There's so many celebrities selling jam now. Meghan Markle's trying. The girl from Real Housewives of Miami, Julia, she wants to sell jam, $20 a jar. That's the kind of peanut butter and jellies that I would want to eat if I was a rich kid from NYC. What the? Not Uncrestable. I mean, they are delicious, but delicious, not nutritious. So, again, pick your whatever. They're fine. So then Kristen Takeman was telling us how her kids, once they are full of Uncrestables, they like to pop on the couch and watch some Amazon Prime video under an account named Gloria. Like, what the fuck? So I guess they were talking about how kids are so tech savvy and how they figured out a way to change their Amazon Prime video account to now bill some incapacitated woman named Gloria on a feeding tube in an elderly nursing home somewhere. I don't know where this connection with Gloria came from, if she was the previous TV owner. I don't think Kristen even knows where Gloria came from, but we all have that one app on in our life where, yeah, you just have no idea where the bill goes, but somehow you can still access all the content. And my favorite was on this past season of Hard Knocks on HBO, which is when they follow around a football team, and they did the Miami Dolphins this season. So the HBO crew is in one of the football players' house, and they're filming, whatever, talking about the last week's game. And the little kid, his little son, is like, wants him to put on Hard Knocks on the TV. And so they go to log into the HBO account, and with the HBO crew in his living room, he goes to HBO on his TV, and it's a different account name. It's like some random ass name, and he just looks directly in the camera, and he's like, he's like, I think we use somebody else's HBO. And like, it was clearly like his wife's like parents, like his father-in-law's name or something, but it was just so funny to be busted. But like, they'd be like having a Bravo crew come over, and then them being like, oh, can you put Bravo on for a second? And you'd be like, I don't pay for Bravo myself. Like, thanks for being here, guys, and putting me on it. But yeah, I'm not paying for your subscription service. things that make me chuckle. All right, this whole week has made me chuckle, but that is it for today. We are motherfucking done with this motherfucking recap. In the meantime, just have the best week ever. I love you guys so much. Bye.
Splash, splash, play. Splash, you say.